2760, turn left 070.
You're hearing Week on the Web
with your host, Jeff Decker.
Sometimes selecting aircraft for an airline can become symbolic, writes Ari Agosi on his Aerial View blog. This is what happened some 15 years ago when Israeli airline El Al thought of breaking the monopoly Boeing has on its fleet by going to Airbus as a second supplier, which brought pressure from no less than top figures in the U.S. administration at that time. Cue years of continuing Boeing dominance, but recently the battle for El Al's business reheated after Airbus tried to persuade the airline to lease A330s until the A350 is operational. Quote, if El Al gets into detailed negotiations with Airbus, we can expect another round of pressure from the USA, concludes Agosi. On Image of the Day, Stuart Clark notes how upcoming movie The Hobbit: An Unexpected Journey inspired a new livery for Airline of Middle Earth, Air New Zealand. And now, the top stories of the week from FlightGlobal.com. Boeing executives say the 787-9 is still on schedule and underweight, but the 787-10 needs a little more work before the company is authorized to offer the aircraft to customers. Pat Shanahan, Senior Vice President of Airline Programs, and Larry Loftus, Vice President and General Manager of the 787, reassured investors in a teleconference that confidence is growing in the maturity of the supply chain, even as the production rate doubles twice within 2 years and new variants are proposed. Shanahan pointed to the progress on the development and production of the 787-9, which is due to enter flight test in 2013 and enter service in early 2014. At its peak military strength during the early years of the Cold War, Sweden boasted an inventory of about 1,000 combat aircraft, giving it one of the largest and best-equipped air forces in the world. Types operated including the nationally developed Saab J-29 Tunin, or Flying Barrel, which was a precursor to later indigenous types such as the Lansen, Draken, and Viggen. While its traditional principal role of national defense remains, the changed threat scenario facing Stockholm since the demise of the Soviet Union more than 20 years ago means its air arm faces a very different set of challenges today. We are a complete air force capable of performing a wide range of tasks, says Major General Mikael Biden, the service's chief of staff. We operate primarily in Sweden, the near abroad, and where suitable further. Only a few weeks after MSN 6000 rolls off the Airbus A320 final assembly line, the airframer plans to pass a more significant milestone by completing the first re-engine version of the single-aisle type. Airbus has identified a provisional airframe, which will be the first to emerge as the A320neo. However, Program Chief Klaus Rowe is reluctant to publicize the precise serial number, beyond saying it will be in the early 6000s to avoid inevitable headlines about technical problems should its position be pushed back by a few slots. Not that any such concerns are worrying the development team. We're precisely on track with the schedule, insists Rowe. We're passing the milestones at a very high level of quality. Chinese television footage showing Shenyang J-15 Flying Shark fighter aircraft operating from the People's Liberation Army Navy aircraft carrier, the Liaoning, reveals Beijing's determination to tackle one of aviation's toughest challenges. The Chinese videos show two J-15s, fuselage numbers 552 and 553, performing arrested landings and ramp-assisted takeoffs. After performing an arrested landing, the aircraft folded their wings and horizontal stabilizers, a key requirement for aircraft operating from space-constricted carriers. News of successful flight operations, however, was tempered by reports that Liu Yang, president of Shenyang Aircraft Corporation, died from a heart attack while aboard the ship for the landing trials. Airbus is again tabling an A330 lease deal to Israeli flag carrier El Al as stopgap until the new generation A350 becomes available. El Al recently decided to refurbish the passenger cabins of its aging Boeing 767 fleet, but nevertheless continues to evaluate potential replacements. The airline had options to purchase up to 10 Boeing 787s, but allowed these to lapse 3 years ago due to its deteriorating financial situation. The decision provided renewed impetus to efforts by Airbus to break Boeing's long-standing monopoly at El Al. Airline sources say that one of the proposed deals is based on El Al leasing between two and four A330s directly from Airbus, with an obligation to purchase the manufacturer's A350 when it becomes available.